From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Max Oppen from the Mountain Eagle and Andre Amaco from Porcupine Soup report that Village of Tannersville officials are talking about village dissolution. It has been more than a century since a Green County village dissolved, but at a recent Village of Tannersville board meeting, Mayor David Schneider proposed a resolution for the dissolution of the village and its subsequent merger with other entities. The resolution passed unanimously. Voters would have to approve the decision. The resolution says, and I quote, "The Village Board of the Village of Tannersville hereby authorizes the mayor and or his designee to commence the process by creating a committee comprised of stakeholders to study village operations, analyze the potential impacts of restructuring options, formulate a plan, and vet the dissolution proposal with the public, and that the mayor and or his designee may retain experts and other consultants to assist the committee in its work," end quote. Tannersville is a village in Hunter on the mountaintop in Greene County. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that Chatham Central School District Superintendent of Schools Salvatore D'Angelo will retire July 1st. He announced at a January 30th board meeting. D'Angelo has been superintendent since 2017. Mark Connolly, a social studies teacher at Chatham Middle School, encouraged the board to find a good replacement, saying at the board meeting, and I quote, "We have really good teachers fleeing. Dozens in the last 3 years for other districts. We have retirements coming up. We need leadership. We are looking for leadership. And we need an educational leader that will take us where Chatham used to be and where we need to get again," end quote. Chatham schools are currently also looking for a new high school principal. Board member Muriel Faxon said, and I quote, "I can't tell you the enormous amount of time and commitment this process takes. I'm not sure 5 months is enough time," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Whalen reports for New York State of Politics that the New York State Liquor Authority has a backlog of roughly 6,000 applications, but claims it is making progress. Since November, the board says they have reviewed 272 applications, approving 67 and deeming 61 insufficient to meet the criteria. Attorney Ryan McCall said, and I quote, "It wouldn't surprise me for this to be something that turns around very quickly. New York State Liquor Authority is one of the fastest adapting New York State agencies in the sense that they're able to really deal with problems quickly when they have to," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.